How's everybody doing out there? This is Geronimo and Alex on KTSW's Other Side Drive here.
But it's not just us in here. Who else is in here?
We have the people from the Student in Diversity and Inclusion.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have Nicole and we have Jill. Let's say hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming in, guys. So first and foremost, let's just dive right on into it. What is the Equality University? Can you explain to our listeners what exactly it is?
Yeah, so Equality University is a diversity and inclusion conference happening tomorrow. Yes, it's a diversity and inclusion conference happening tomorrow at the LBG Student Center from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's all about just, you know, fostering conversation and dialogue about diversity, inclusion, social justice issues, and it's going to bring together communities on and off campus. So we got undergrads, graduate students, doctoral students, faculty, staff, and community members as well from Central Texas. And we have two awesome, great keynote speakers. Got Simone Sanders. She actually rose to prominence as Bernie Sanders' press secretary. They have no relation, but she's a really great...
She changed her last name for his sake.
Right. I don't know. But she is a CNN political commentator now and just a really woke person. And we also have Shaquille Chaudhry. He's an award-winning author and educator on diversity and leadership. And they're going to be speaking to us. And the participants are going to get like an educational experience, an interactive experience. They're going to be engaged in dialogue and discussion. It's going to be a really great day.
And before we get into, you know, what the program is all about and what it does, can you speak a little bit on the inception of it and maybe the idea that went behind starting the program?
Sure. So it's an annual conference, happens every November at Texas State, and it's really just to engage the students and provide a space so that they can have these conversations about the different identities, their intersecting identities, their diversity and inclusion, because sometimes, you know, there might not be that space where they can engage in dialogue and feel comfortable. So that's kind of what came to be. And this is a student-developed and student-run and led diversity conference. So there's student participants on the director's committee. We have staff support, of course, but it's just, yeah, it's for students by students.
How can students get involved with the Equality University?
Yeah, so every year we have a director's committee, and you can volunteer to be on that committee if you want to help put on the conference and run the conference. And if you'd like to, unfortunately this year the registration is closed yesterday, but for next year, if they want to, they can always register it and participate that way as well.
And in an educational environment, you know, why do you believe that speaking about diversity and just diversity in general is so important, especially in an educational collegiate environment with a lot of, like, young adults?
Yeah, so, you know, college especially, it's a time where everyone's developing themselves, finding themselves, and we want the collegiate experience and the university to have all voices represented, right? So you don't want to just hear from one group or one side of things. You want to have a space where you can have all the voices represented and have that diversity and have that inclusion, especially on a college campus where people are learning different viewpoints, different perspectives. They're forming their own ideas that they're going to take out into the world after they graduate. And so that's really important.
Why do you think it's difficult, especially for young people, to begin to talk about topics about our diversity? Because it is sometimes people are very touchy about talking about our differences and, like, mm-hmm. acknowledging them.
Yeah. It's difficult just because of the political climate we live in right now. Everybody seems to kind of come from a negative point and kind of, you know, it's me and it's only me and it's us and it's only us, and it's very divisive. And so it's hard kind of to cross over that boundary and that line in the sand, if you will, mm-hmm. And kind of see from the other person's point of view and kind of even want to see from their other point of view, right? So you have to want to see what they're seeing and kind of want to understand. And a lot of people don't want to understand. They want to close themselves off. But if you close yourself off, like, what progress are we going to make? Mm-hmm. So this is what this conference is all about, kind of opening up and trying to understand those other identities that you might not know or you might not have seen before. But in college, you're going to interact with those people, those diverse communities.
Instead of it being a division, you know, some people want to think, you know, there's a difference between diversity and, well, they like to sum them up diversity and division, and not, just because we're different doesn't mean we have to be divided.
Right.
Exactly.
Definitely. We're thinking about creating a space. So that's what the Quality University Conference is about, making sure that we can have a space where no matter what, if you, like going off of Nicole, what side of the sand you are on that line, the space is important because we want to have this discourse. And so, yes, we're going to have keynote speakers, but we also have breakout sessions. And so folks will be in a cohort during that entire day. So developing maybe a sense of who's in this space, but also are you comfortable bringing your true self? Nicole mentioned your identities. And so what is it that you feel free to talk about, and what could that learning experience have for someone else that is a part of that conversation? And then we have staff and faculty that are leading these conversations, because sometimes we know some folks aren't ready to have this, nor do they feel comfortable. But
they
if
need
you
be
are,
guided
exactly,
toward the conversation. Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll make sure that you are comfortable if you want to jump into this, that staff and faculty will be there for you.
Without too many spoilers on your conference, can you kind of give us a small idea of how you help a student or any participant in the program? Because I know it's not just university students; it's open to a whole slew of people. Mm-hmm. How you help someone kind of break down their walls and their inhibitions about talking about diversity and who they are, and especially about talking about people that are very different from them.
Definitely. So we try to do a good job selecting the keynote so that we do have someone on the stage that might represent some different folks, right? People that we're not used to seeing in that type of setting. And so they will bring in their own lived experiences, and that helps start either through activities or through the conversation that they're presenting to us on the stage. Our students should have that seed planted. So when they go into these break-off sessions, they have activities, they have conversation pieces, they have visual representations that they watch and then kind of unpack together as that cohort. And then they're always given action items and homework of a sense, as well as a packet to go through, because we all know we learn differently, we receive things differently. And so we try to make sure that folks can interpret what they're being spoken to with the keynotes, what they're discussing in these breakout sessions, on their own terms. We also have a meditation space for that, because we know sometimes we process differently. Some things maybe we haven't been exposed to before, that exposure brings up something that makes it feel a certain kind of way, mm-hmm. We got you covered there too. And so we want to make sure that no matter where you are, if you're beginning this conversation, if you're an expert in this conversation, that you can walk away with something, but also it just not be a day's experience, that you can continue the work or continue that conversation outside of that space.
And how do you believe that these experiences can affect, first of all, your college experience, like the way you receive your education and the way you look at the information that is being put in front of you?
So definitely for SDI, one of our mission statements is that we want our students to definitely enhance them with a degree seeking and completion, but we want to foster development of the leaders to be able to be leaders in a global society. So we think if we can take that word global and just right now on the university's campus say, okay, globally on the campus, what are some conversations that we can have? So they can kind of start working that muscle. So when we get into that career field or when we get into that beyond space, past that very expensive degree that everyone's here for, how are we flexing that muscle to make sure we're not just throwing you in the deep end, but when you have to work with multiple people, when you have to maybe advocate for yourself in different realms of your career field, that you're ready for that. So we do it through the conference, but we also hope conference participants that are interested in this initiative join in other programs that both SDI and other collaborative offices do, so that way you can continue the conversation, you can build your skills if it's leadership, if it's facilitating, if it's being able to identify the many identities that us as humans have and those intersections that go along it. And so we try to provide ample programming throughout the academic year so you can develop these pieces, but hopefully we can expose you to them at the conference. The initiatives are definitely on our website. We have a lot of programming that goes from if you're a LGBTQI folk, if you happen to have a cultural background and you want to get hooked up with those conversations, be in those spaces. And so we use it also as a way to get folks in these different corridors so they can continue to develop.
So what you're saying, what exactly, after the conference, where do the students go from there? You were mentioning, you know, you guys continue to do stuff after the conference. What events or just gatherings do you guys have for students to explore and endeavor in creative and diverse environments?
Yeah, so our office, the Student Diversity and Inclusion Office, kind of like Jill was saying, we sponsor a bunch of different student groups. So we have, the Black Student Alliance, we have the Asian student groups and LGBTQIA student groups as well. So if they want to get involved in their cultural, ethnic, like or other identity student groups, they can do that as well. But we also put on different programming throughout the year. So Equality University is just one of the events that we do. And when different semesters begin, we have welcome events for them. So we'll have multicultural welcome, we'll have Asian student welcome, we'll have Hispanic student welcome. So they can take part in those spaces and like feel like their voice is heard and they have a space of their own at the university. And then we'll also have graduation celebrations. So we have the Lavender graduation celebration, which is for LGBTQIA students, and the multicultural celebration for graduates. And so they just have those spaces on campus, and they can get involved. They can plan those events if they choose to intern in our office. We have that. I'm a graduate assistant, so in my graduate program, I'm doing my work in SDI, the Student Diversity and Inclusion Office, so that's one way. And just a lot of undergrads just love to share the space and come to our offices and just hang out and talk and get involved.
Where are y'all's offices located here on campus?
Yeah, we're in the LBJ Student Center. The Student Diversity and Inclusion Office itself, with all of our directors and associate directors, it's on the fifth floor of the LBJ Student Center, right across from the Dean of Students office, if you know where that is. And some of our graduate assistant offices, like my office, is on the fourth floor, kind of in the USAC lounge, the Underrepresented Student Association Council.
So LBJ 5-2.1.
There we go.
Didn't pull the number out of my head.
And can you tell the people listening a little bit about the importance of it being like a safe space for people to talk about these issues and why that is so important?
Yeah, so at Texas State, we're lucky to be a Hispanic-serving institution. We're a majority-minority campus, which means the majority of our student population identifies as minority identities. But in other universities, you know, they might be predominantly white institutions where minority students don't feel represented. They don't feel like their voice is even appreciated, or they might not have that space. So it's important that we foster those spaces for them to say, like, yes, we see you, and we acknowledge you, and we celebrate you. And we're going to offer this programming for you because we want to include all voices in our population and want to make sure everyone is represented because, I mean, essentially the university is a microcosm of what students are going to run into out there once they graduate, once they go into the real world, quote unquote. So we want them to, you know, prepare for that and be represented and know how to, like Jill was saying, like own their voice and show their representation.
And on that final note, I don't have any other questions. Do you have any, Jerona?
I would just like for y'all, again, maybe to reiterate.
Your mission statement, maybe, right?
My mission statement is just everyone have a good time, man. but can you just, once again, reiterate how people can get involved with this conference and other, mm-hmm. and also just mention that the fact that they can join other organizations that are SDI sponsored.
Yeah, so Equality University, like we said again, unfortunately the registration is closed for this year, but next year, it's November, every November. We're really excited for the participants who have registered. We have about 400 registrants throughout the university community and the outside San Marcos community and some San Marcos High School students. So they're getting excited. We're getting ready to put that on. If they would like to be part of the committee for next year, the director's committee, they can contact our office, the Student Diversity and Inclusion Office. The email is osdi@txstate.edu. And just always stop by the office as well to get, you know, involved in the planning committee for next year, because like right after this event starts or stops, we're going to hit the ground running to plan next year's event. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I would recommend them to go to our Facebook page. It's Student Diversity and Inclusion at Texas State. Just search that in the Facebook page and we'll put up all our events and all our times and all our pictures from Equality University. Mm-hmm. And if you can't make it out, because if you might not have registered, we are going to do a Facebook live stream tomorrow of our two keynote speakers. So I would totally suggest you log on and like our Facebook page. Follow
awesome.
Us there.
And, yes, guys. Sign up early because very exclusive event. Even Daddy Yankee couldn't get on the list.
Hey, we're not supposed to put division in diversity.
There you go.
Hey, I'm just using my vernacular that I was born with. But come on, guys. It's so many people signed up. They're thinking of even like using the stadium next year. There's so many people trying to sign up. So get on, man. Get on. Sign up early.
Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
And yeah, guys, keep on rocking out on Other Side Drive. Thank you guys again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.